And our final storyteller is Miranda. And she is here for the year working at Providence Hospital. And I love this story. Just come up and tell people.
We're in with a little love story.
That's true.
Yes, this is a love story. And like all great love stories, it begins in France. And like all great French stories, it begins in Paris on a rainy Saturday night. And you are ascending from the metro, bound for a date with your newfound guy, who may just be the love of your life. And you met him a week earlier at a Sunday morning market when he struck up a conversation. And you realized that he was the most handsome Frenchman that you had ever seen. He had that sort of grungy, arty elegance about him that just made your girlish heart go nuts. And this was before you knew about extra tufts. But you agreed to go on a date with him in a well-lit public place. Because you believe in falling in love, and you believe in free dinner. So here you are, and you're scanning the cafe looking for your beau, and you spot a familiar face. And you realize that it's connected to the body of a man that, though it's mid-February, is wearing a tight white sweater and tight white pants and a bright pink scarf and a bright pink jacket. And he's sitting like this. And you think to yourself, huh, is my soulmate a gay man? But because you believe in falling in love and because you believe in free dinner, you brace yourself and march ahead straight into an evening of disaster. And 3 years later, you find yourself in Anchorage. And in an attempt to counterbalance your shitty karma, you decide that you should share the lessons you learned on that eventful night with Gregory to help the poor people of Alaska who could be faced with a similar situation. I call this lesson How You Know He's Not Your Soulmate. Lesson one. When you're sitting, sipping wine, and you tell him you're a playwright, and he tells you he loves Shakespeare, and you tell him you love Shakespeare, and he excuses himself from the table, and you see him consulting his smartphone and mouthing some things to himself, and when he returns and coyly winks and begins reciting some lines, you know, Miranda, he's not your soulmate. Especially when you realize that he's reciting Richard III. Lesson two. Anyone who really digs a theatrical experience involving tapestries, say, is bound to be a catch. But when someone takes you to a backroom production of something a lot like Moulin Rouge, but involving a few more painted-on mustaches and a lot more of this gesture, then you can be sure that this date is an emissary of every failed former relationship that you have ever had, disguised as a naked woman flailing herself around the stage to slap you in the face. Lesson three. No matter how much your date waxes poetic about how much he loves salad, If he then decides to dress his greens with an entire bottle of Tabasco, you can be sure that your date is a pathological liar. Lesson 4. One way your date can let you know how well the evening is going is by the number of times he cries. Gregory let me know 3 times. And as I suspected at the time and research later confirmed, this is, in fact, 3 times too many. Lesson 5. When the waiter comes over and asks you if the smell of smoke offends you, and you say, partially because you've run out of other things to say, and partially because it's true, that no, you enjoy the smell of burnt out candles, and your date gets a glimmer in his eye and asks, oh, are you a pyromaniac? Resist the urge to remind your date that pyromaniacs typically prefer lit candles to extinguished ones. And be wary of the glimmer in his eye when you ask politely, well, are you a pyromaniac? And he gives you a gesture like this and says, well, I'm a pyromaniac when 2 souls ignite. It is, in fact, an appropriate moment to start to end the date. And you might be thinking, wow, this girl is just using Arctic entries as one enormous classified ad. But I assure you, I am. But also, I want to remind all of you, no, soulmate or no, to always say yes to falling in love, and always say yes to free dinner in France. And when you can turn bad karma into really great stories, you always finish with the upper hand. Thank you.
All right, great story.
Yeah. Thanks, Miranda.
Do you want us to give out your phone number or...